520 in the ELW. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to St. John's on this 25th of August. I believe that fall is in the air. Our service this morning is found in our bulletin. And we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
In In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 389 on your handout. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us say the prayer of the day. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first lesson for today is from the 24th chapter of Joshua, verses 1 to 2a and 14 through 18. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Now, therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us up and our ancestors from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is from the 34th Psalm, verses 15 through 22. If you'll read it responsively with me. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous,
and his ears are open to their cry.
The face of the Lord is against evildoers,
to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth.
When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears
and rescues them from all their troubles.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted
and saves the crushed in spirit.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous,
but the Lord rescues them from all.
He keeps all their bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil brings death to the wicked,
and those who hate the righteous will be condemned.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants.
None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
The word of the Lord. The second lesson for today is from the sixth chapter of Ephesians, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the devil. For our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on the evil day, and having prevailed against everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore and belt your waist with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and lace up your sandals in preparation for the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
As a point of personal privilege, I wish to say, in my post-career, as a supply priest, I occupy many pulpits, I stand behind many altars, and this is a favorite. And it's not because of how this pulpit is constructed, it's the view. And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. When I was reading earlier in the week, in preparation for today's homily, I read this lesson, and Joyce came to mind. Joyce is a friend of mine since third grade, up until this morning, so far as I know. And I'm certain that right now she's getting ready to play the organ at Ashton Community United Methodist Church. Joyce and I have been friends for a long, 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 long time. She wasn't able to make it to my ordination in 2009. So besides the "so sorry" letter that I received, 6 weeks later, I got this package from her. Understand that she doesn't just play the organ. She's also a very skilled artist. I opened up the package and there was a big cartoon. And in this cartoon, there was a woman dripping in furs and diamonds and standing imperiously over what was obviously the pastor's or the priest's desk, looking at the pastor, and she was saying, "The ladies and I have been discussing you, and that you are adequate, except for one thing. Your sermons are much too religious." I love Joyce's sense of humor. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. And the crowds immediately thinned. We read this morning that was more than a lot of people could take. Now, the number of people who had been following Jesus as he taught, as Jesus healed, and as Jesus fed, literally fed, was diminished down to the 12 and some few others. This that he has said, this was a bridge too far for the good people of Capernaum. On this city where Jesus performed his first miracle, when on the behest of his mother, he had turned water, by all accounts, around 180 gallons of water into 180 gallons of wine at a wedding feast. The wine had run out. Jesus' first miracle was the gift of 180 gallons of pure grace. Of course, he was immediately a sensation. He was a local cause celeb. Hail fellow, well met. The crowds grew. The feedings, the healings, the teachings of a good God, who is a creator more than an instructor, but who for the very first time is called our living Father. Well, of course these things attracted, and of course they blessed, and joy multiplied like the loaves and the fishes. And then this morning, Jesus seems to just blow the whole thing up with these words. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which the ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. And most of Jesus' hearers were stunned. This teaching was the thinning of the masses. For even then, just as now, just as always, the religion of Jesus, with its abstractions about God's loving nature, God's gracious and generous disposition toward creation in general, and humanity in particular, attracts, it compels people to come, taste, see, and rejoice. But the religion about Jesus, as represented this morning in today's published lesson, John, invariably and always gives people pause. Even then, even now, and for always. Even as this is taught by Jesus himself. For you see, the religion of Jesus is a glorious and righteous abstraction which invites our own interpretations and speculations, our disputations, as we also enjoy the concrete results, and dare I say, the arguments. But the religion about Jesus, which is introduced by Jesus in today's gospel, calls people, all of us, from the noise and clamor to a stunning realization of God's nearness. Well, to be sure, Jesus calling on his disciples to eat his flesh evokes images of cannibalism, which is repugnant even to the Romans, who did accuse the first Christians of exactly that when rumored about our Eucharistic meal, the Holy Communion, which we celebrate every Sunday, but initially was off limits to any to even attend until after 3 years of instruction, much less to witness. And secondly, drinking or eating blood is treif. It's forbidden to all practicing Jews. It's all right there in the book of Leviticus in our Bibles. But I believe the Anglican writer, C.S. Lewis, captured the upset and the reason upset best. Imagine, he writes, a group of children gathered at night in a storm, in a house, and they decide to entertain themselves and each other with good old-fashioned ghost stories. Oh, it's all good fun. It's games, thrills, until... what was that? Suddenly, everyone is still, and they listen. There it is again. An unmistakable sound from the cellar. No one took it seriously at the deepest level until the moment that what had up to then been an abstraction, an idea, an imagining suddenly presents, and it is something quite real. Something really real, which is utterly fantastic, and also not under anyone's control. Notice has been served, and served in the most personal and up close. He's here as a human being. The great I am has manifest. When Jesus says, I am the living bread, I doubt that any English speaker catches the impact of the words used in the Gospel of John as understood by the first Christians and the writer. The Greek word translated as bread into English is a specific kind of bread that readers and speakers of Greek would have to be barley bread. Jesus calls himself the living barley bread, from whence all life, eternal life, comes. It's not the wheat bread of the middle and higher classes of the severely stratified social class structure of ancient Judea or Rome, but the barley bread of the lowest, the slave classes in their society. Jesus represents himself not only as the great I am, but as the great I am manifest as the lowest of the low. It's a scandal, a scandalon. That's the Greek word for a rock which trips you up as you walk along the pathway or road. The great I am as the food of the lowest among us? Too much. Gone. It's serious, and it's seriously upsetting to everything we have hitherto taken for granted. In today's lesson, most of the people leave. Only a few remain And the question arises, what about those multitudes who left? I'm speaking now as a pastor. We approach the multitudes with compassion and gentleness for this theological reason. The Jesus they walked away from was not the crucified and resurrected Jesus whom we have encountered. Oh, it was the precursor. The Jesus that we encounter is crucified and risen. He found us. He'll find them. Compassion. Be gentle. As they embrace the religion of Jesus, they will be embraced by the religion about Jesus in Jesus' time. And with Peter, flawed and often quick to speak, Peter, we answer Jesus with Peter. Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Amen. Let us rise as we are able and say together the words of the ancient Nicene Creed as found in our bulletin this morning. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Calling on the Spirit of wisdom to guide our hearts and our minds, let us pray for the church and all in need. Holy God, you have the words of eternal life. Lead the church to put its trust in Jesus, the living word. Direct preachers, teachers, writers, and all the baptized in faithful speech and bold witness. Merciful God, Creator God, we and all creation are sustained by your word. We pray for all who remind us of our interconnectedness with all living things. Prosper the work of conservation organizations, ELCA advocacy, and local climate justice advocates. Merciful God, God of wisdom, as our nation navigates another election cycle, guide our leaders to act justly for the sake of the world. Bring about fruitful conversation among your people and bring about change where you see fit. Sustain all who serve on juries in their deliberations. God, God of restoration, bring healing and wholeness to all who cry to you. Where pain is sharp, bring a sense of comfort and relief. Where grief runs deep, bring your tender mercy. Care for those on our hearts, especially those we lift up to you now in our own hearts. Merciful God, God of new life, protect students and teachers in a new school year. Bring an end to school shooting and cycles of violence. Move us to do all that is necessary to ensure a safe future for our children. Merciful God, God of every generation, we remember with thanksgiving all who have completed their baptismal journeys. Strengthen us in our baptismal callings to serve you faithfully until our journeys end. Merciful God, we lift up these prayers to you, gracious God. Receive them into your holy keeping.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the 14th Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Father David Grube. Happy birthday this week to Ray McCates, Tony Bauer, Angela Quinn, Nicholas Nelson, Tyler Walker, Brady Kendall, Harley Gallegos, and Julie Colton. Happy anniversary this week to Doug and Jenny Ruff and Jim and Megan Reed. We were notified, sadly, to learn of Mike Salisbury's passing in Michigan. He passed away this last week and will be buried this week in the National Cemetery in Augusta, Michigan. Now we have another announcement, I think. Oh, but before I do that, because I'm an idiot and I forgot again to get offering takers. Deb, would you and Dustin do it when I call up the offering, please?
Good morning. Good morning. Tomorrow is daily bread from 5:30 to 6:30. We are going to be having open-faced burritos, so please join us for dinner, and if you would like to help, come let me know at some point. Thank you.
The offering will be received at this time.
Let us rise and let the vineyards be fruitful. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave. His glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Glory and honor and praise to you, holy and living God, for to deliver us from the power of sin and death and to reveal the riches of your grace, you looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners. He healed the sick and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to him, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ, crucified and risen, who is to come, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth, and make us your new creation, the body of Christ, given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with all your saints, from every tribe and language and people and nation, to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is he who invites you. Let it only be he who restrains you from receiving him today in this sacrament. All is ready. Come. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. We rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. And our procession into the world begins with hymn 669. 669. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.